All right, KXFM once a week brings you City Chats, where we learn more about another city employee, and we bring back a true veteran of our radio station today. That is now Sergeant Jim Cota. Hi, Jim.
How are you?
Oh, man, it's always good to see you.
Absolutely. This is like it's like a second home to me.
Yeah.
And I honestly get probably more excited than most people to come back and spend some time with you and do whatever I can to promote the radio station.
I always appreciate that. I think it's because you, among most people in the city, are a true music fan, like a true, like all day long, nonstop music fan.
All day. Yeah. Can't do my work without it. Music playing off the computer. Yeah, absolutely.
Who works nearby you? Who has to hear it all day long?
Well, thankfully, my partner that works with me inside my office is also a kind of like an 80s, 90s alternative music fan, too. So it's really good. It's fun. And, you know, he enjoys it. So I don't have to worry about, you know, playing something he doesn't want to hear. So
okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had some real choice picks when you've come on our station before. And of course, you've done KX Takeover with Shayna. And you're also you're a true listener to the station. I mean,
absolutely.
A lot of people come in here, they're like, yeah, I haven't heard it in years, you know, but you listen all the time.
I make everyone listen to it. And we take the cars to meetings and stuff. And I have no problem I start pressing the buttons real quick. I'm like, it's on, you know, and they're like, what is this? And then I'm like, just listen.
If every cop doesn't listen to it, I don't know what's going on.
Right. Yeah. What is wrong with them?
They really got to.
Yeah. We got to make this a policy.
It should be a policy.
It should be a policy. You got to listen to it.
I'll tell you what. I remember I was talking to you guys about this before we started the show. But years ago, our former morning show guy, Jason Fetty, he was a very anti-blue person.
Right,
unfortunately.
Right.
And he said something. I don't even know what it was, but he said something and it got all the way to the chief. And then all the cops were like, no more radio station. And unfortunately, we often are judged by the comments of one guy, which cancels out somebody's listening to us over the years. So if I'm speaking to the entire police force right now, I don't know what he said, but I'm sure it sucked. I'm sorry.
Right.
But give us another chance these days.
Yeah, but you know, to the flip side of that coin is, and the reason why I support you is that you are open-minded, and guess what? You don't say something just because it's the hot topic. You might want to stir it up, and you have that right to talk about something. If something's not right in the city, then let's hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
What was great is when I was here the last time with Shayna, we had a caller call in, and you know, she came up with a question that I looked into, and because of that question, we were able to, you know, reverse some stuff.
Really?
So it's, you know, nothing's perfect in the world, and I want you and the callers or anybody that's listening to, hey, you know what? If there's an issue or problem, call me, email me, get a hold of me. And if there's something I can do to fix it, then I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
If I can't and it can't be fixed, then it can't be. But at least I can look into it and say, hey, this is something that bothers somebody, or this is an issue or a problem, or, you know, somebody doesn't act right, or they got treated unfairly or something, whatever it is. Let me know.
Cool.
I can't look into something if I don't know about it. So,
yeah. Well, part of our mission statement for this radio station is indeed to be a glue that ties Laguna Beach together.
Crap.
And as the only live medium all the time, we're this connectable resource that brings together all these disparate parts of our community. So, yeah, speaking to that, oftentimes people are going to say something you don't agree with, but that's the point, you know, to be able to have
Absolutely.
Those conversations.
Yeah. It's like, you know, just because I, you know, I do what I do for a living, doesn't mean that it's always just the right way to sway, or it's just the perfect way. You know, I get that, you know, I represent something that's bigger, something across the country. And just because things may be perfect with our police force or very good, it might not be not so good back east somewhere. And somebody may have had a negative experience. So, you know, it's not just Laguna, but you know, I'm proud of Laguna. I'm proud of the police force. And I think we have a really good connection here with our community members. And you know, knock on wood, no issues, no big issues. But but that's what's great about being on radio, being, you know, into journalism, being in the media and stuff, is that you have the ability, because of where we live, to say what's on your mind.
Right.
And so, you know, hats off to you guys. It's
Thank
like,
you.
Hey, you know what? Say what's on your mind and That's what we do.
Well, on that note, it feels like a good time to tell people what you do, because right. you deal with the media all the time.
Yes.
So what's the name of your role at the police force, and what does that mean exactly?
So my role, or at least one of my roles, is basically the public information officer. It's a PIO. That's the, I guess, official term that you'll quite often hear. Basically, it's letting the public know what's going on in town. It's also getting the correct message out on behalf of my Chief Farinella, making sure that what I'm giving is truthful, accurate, and having that connection with the community. So, yeah, that's one of my roles amongst many. And things have changed since the last time that I was on air with Shayna. What has that been? A little over a year now?
Yeah, a little over
yeah.
a year.
So I'm almost ready to make some more time here and get some money, you know, raised
it's
for the
radio
station.
It's coming up. KX Takeover is yeah. March 30th through April 5th this year, and you are, of course, invited.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, Silver Tongue winner, right?
Yeah, you guys, yeah. You
we
guys
did.
Are the champs.
We are.
Okay, well,
we
you can definitely come back then.
Absolutely. but yeah, so, you know, I'm not in charge of investigations anymore. I have a bigger role now downstairs. I'm in charge of all night shift patrol officers and supervisors. So my role is growing. And you know what? I really enjoy it. I really do. Yeah, some people may say, oh, it's a lot more stressful. It is because I'm responsible for the day in and day out duties, basically, of every night police officer
yeah.
and the supervision that's being handled. So a lot of responsibility, and but I enjoy it.
Cool.
You know, so,
well, again, we're in with Jim Coda today, Sergeant Jim Coda of the Laguna Beach Police Department, on City Chats. We've got a lot more to talk about, but this is about playing music as well.
Absolutely.
So your first song is by Style Council. Tell us about that and why you chose it.
So Style Council is a group from the 80s, alternative music. Reminds me a lot of my high school days, and you know, I'm going to kind of share my age because, you know, I graduated high school in 86. Most people weren't even born yet.
I don't know about most people, but okay.
you know, but it just reminds me of the good old days and my early youth. And this song, if you haven't heard it, it's quite jazzy, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
with the sins that they fall through. Another zero.
That's Ever-Changing Moods by Style Council today on City Chats. We've got Sergeant Jim Cota in with us. He's going to play a couple more songs, but of course, we're going to chat about things Jim likes, like sports.
Yeah.
Shall we? So last night, I mean, the other day was really tough, and that was the Kobe Memorial. Yes. And I know you're a lifelong Dodgers fan. I assume you're a lifelong Lakers fan, too.
Not as much as the Dodgers, but, you know, it's supporting Los Angeles.
Of course.
It's kind of like where I'm from, so... Yeah. It was rough. It was rough finding out that news on that Sunday. I, just like everybody else, just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I had seen Kobe Bryant around in South Orange County many times.
Right.
And knew that he was a resident of Newport Coast. And, you know, when I got that text message from a buddy of mine that Sunday morning, I was just like, wow, what just happened? Like at all, like almost like I knew the guy personally.
Yeah.
And didn't realize like it affected me the whole day. Like I'm just sitting here watching news all day long going, I cannot believe this happened. And, you know, it's been surreal. And then watching the Celebration of Life yesterday, it was like, you know what? I mean, I'll admit I teared up. I was like, wow.
It was
you
tough.
Know, seeing his wife talk and how strong she was and, you know, talking about the kids and the relationship that they had over the years. And, you know, when they first met when she was 17. And, I mean, we already knew what a terrific guy he was. But it's just to hear so many people repeatedly talk about how great of an individual he was. It really just hit home.
Yeah. When she said at the end that God knew that they couldn't be apart.
Oh, that just
destroyed me.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes. And I think, matter of fact, looking at my phone, I posted something on my Instagram page. It was like when she talked about like they're still the best team.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whew, I got to look away.
I know, dude.
I'm like, wow.
It was so tough. And it does feel really local because he was a local basically.
Yes.
And, you know, I saw somebody post who lives in town who said that she had seen him the night before at Fashion Island. And indeed, Vanessa confirmed that at the memorial, saying, yeah, he was just there last night playing in the water as he does with his girls.
Yeah.
Just right there. And he smiled and waved and just the consummate dude, just, you know, the coolest guy.
Yes. Just, I mean, the guest speakers, and then, you know, there were certain people that just got to me, and, you know, watching the influence of all the female basketball players that spoke, you know, about his mentorship and their friendship, and then, you know, watching his best friend come up there and talk, and, you know, getting in detail about the text messaging that morning. Then he finds out that the text messaging was actually coming while Kobe was inside the helicopter. It's like, that is just...
Oh, I missed that part. What was it?
Oh, boy. So his best friend recalls and goes over the series of events of the morning, morning that occurred.
Yeah.
And said that he was at church with his family, and he said, he goes, yeah, I could feel like my phone vibrating and, you know, he's in church, doesn't want to pick it up.
Right.
But he said, he goes, something told me just to take a look at it. He goes, and I saw that it was Kobe that was texting me. And he goes, and I read it real quick, and it was about helping somebody. Again, he goes, you know, because Kobe always does that. And
yeah.
And he was talking about helping one of their friends and his daughter get some kind of, like, you know, baseball contract endorsement kind of thing. And he was asking his best friend, hey, do you know this person that can help? And it was a particular name, but they didn't give the name. And he said, yeah, I can help you with that. And, you know, basically we'll talk about it later. And what he realizes that Kobe was actually text messaging him from inside the helicopter.
Wow.
That was the last person that he received text from. That wow. Those two were the last two that were talking together.
Ugh.
I mean, it was deep.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. And you know, and then for me, it was just listening to Kobe's wife. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
That just took me over the top right there.
Somebody in my family who was alive for JFK compared it to that. Compared the loss to that, saying they felt that bad on both days.
That's just, it's,
can you believe
that's
that?
That's heavy.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, I mean, he was known worldwide, and he's always known as Mr. Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I know a lot of Orange County people don't want to say, oh, well, it's not Los Angeles. It really, we're Southern California, you know, Los Angeles, Orange County, it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
And you can see the impact between the people who live in Los Angeles and Los Angeles County, as well as Orange County.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's a big loss, and, you know, it just kind of reminds us all to, you know, live a little more, love a little more, do a little more for friends and family, and just be a good person like he was. And, you know, he used his fame and stardom to help people.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. So,
yeah. Well, you know. Well said. I just, you know, while I have Jim Cota in studio, we had to talk about that, because I know that
absolutely.
As an Angelino sports fan, man, I know that that's hitting you just as hard.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to another song. I think we should play the Smiths now.
Yeah,
if that's
popular,
all right. So, yeah. So tell us why you chose this one.
Well, this particular Smith song is another '80s alternative song, and I think many of you probably know this song because you hear it still today on not only just like Sirius. Sirius XM. And
never,
like
never
that.
Heard of Sirius XM. What is that?
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
If they were just listening to this station, they're fine.
Right.
And
yeah.
But you know, listening to it on regular just FM, it's just taking me back. A lot of the songs I'm playing today, it's just stuff from the '80s, all alternative stuff, but music that you would hear, you know, even today. So, you know, lead singer Morrissey, everybody knows who Morrissey is, and, you know, Johnny Mars in guitar playing and incredible, but yeah, just back to my high school days. So
cool.
Enjoy it. Thank you.
right. That was the Smiths. How Soon Is Now. It's City Chats today with Sergeant Jim Coda on KXFM. And, you know, I guess we should talk a little business. How are things at the police department?
Yeah, things are really, really good right now. As everybody knows, Chief Farinella is still doing a terrific job. Everybody in the PD is they love her. She can do no wrong in any of our eyes. She's mentored so many people. She's helped so many people in our department. She's engaged, you know, coming downstairs and visiting our briefings and going out of her way to talk to officers individually and our dispatchers, our records clerks, city personnel. She was the perfect fit for Laguna Beach, and we're really lucky to have her. I don't know how much longer we're going to have her, but, you know, we have good contingency plans just in case, you know, she decides to, you know, retire or end her career in Laguna Beach. We have a lot of talent that's right behind her that can carry on, you know, Laguna Beach for us. And, you know, I'm actually really proud to work with her. She's my fifth chief that I've worked for in my time. You know, it's crazy when I tell people how long I've actually been here, but, you know, I'm in my 25th year. And, yeah, it's a long time to be in Laguna Beach. So
it's a long time.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm feeling it now. But yeah, it's really good. Things are good.
Cool. For the second I know you just got some new numbers, right? Do you want to talk about those?
Absolutely. So, you know, as a PIO, one of my jobs, or duties, I should say, is to, send out, you know, crime stats, send out the good as well as the unfortunate sometimes. But you know what? The only thing I have to report is good news. For the second year in a row, we're down overall with crimes. We had some pretty significant events this year, meaning 2019. So, but it's down. And you know what? This is the pat on the back goes to all the patrol officers that are out there day in and day out. The detectives have always done a terrific job. You know, if something happens, their follow-up is relentless. I know when I was up there, we always took pride in how quick can we get the culprits for what they did. And we kind of made a pretty big name for ourselves, kind of, you know, squashing that crime. So Laguna Beach is 100% safe. I can tell you that right now. In my opinion, we are the safest city in not only Orange County, but I would say Southern California. That's my opinion. You know,
well, and the numbers, they pretty much show that, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Are there other cities that have even a lower crime rate than us, would you say?
Yeah, it just depends. We'd have to look and see where they're at. Like if you took each city and looked the last 5 years. But yeah, our numbers are terrific. And you know, this is all basically, you know, under the great work of our chief. So we're going to support her. We're happy the numbers are there. They've been looked at over and over again, verified. We've had all kinds of people look at them just to make sure, hey, you know what? Are you guys on track? And we are. And so we'll take that any day of the year. And you know what? Great job. That's what I'll say. You know, for somebody that doesn't work the day in and day out of patrol anymore, but just like the supervisor now, I'm really proud of everybody that works day shift and night shift. They're out there and they're squashing it. So let's keep up the good work.
I've only ever had positive interactions with our police department, mostly because I'm not a criminal. But if I were, I think I would still describe the experience as positive.
Right.
That's how great everybody is.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? That just goes on how you treat people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you treat everybody the same, and you know, whether you live in a million-dollar home or your home is you know, the concrete somewhere, or you know, whatever, treat everybody the same.
Yeah, you guys know, do a great job of that.
Our job's not there to judge, and we shouldn't be. And you know, leave that for somebody else to do that stuff. That's not our job to judge. It's to be fair. And hey, if you come in Laguna Beach and you break the law, then we'll take appropriate action. Other than that, we're not here to judge you on what you do for a living or where you live, where you sleep. Just treat people fair and you know, with dignity.
Yeah. Well, that's precisely why I wanted to end with this song, your final selection today against Sergeant Jim Cota on City Chats. And that's I Fought the Law, right? So
this is a funny one because this actually started the last time I was here. And we were kind of looking for a little punchy song that went along with what I did.
Right.
And so when you guys hear this song, it makes you kind of toe tap a little and you get into it and it went hand in hand with law enforcement. So I'm like, if I come back again, we got to play that because it's kind of
a tradition.
It's a tradition.
And
thing,
especially here in Laguna Beach, if you fight the law, the law is going to win.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Absolutely. It's going to. So this is a good one by The Clash. This is my favorite version out of everybody that's ever done this particular song. So
cool.
Have fun.
Well, this will close out the segment today, Jim. Thank you so much for doing this. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Absolutely.
We love you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right.